So taking a moment to make yourself comfortable. Closing your eyes either fully or partially. Taking a few deep breaths. Then bringing to mind something that you know for sure, a concept that you understand for sure, and it might be something like the sun comes up and the sun goes down. It might be the seasons change through the year. There are four seasons. It might be, I live in the United States. Just pick one thing that you know for sure. Hold it in your mind. This one thing can be a very simple thing. Can be, I own an iPhone. Very simple concept. Just hold that in your mind for a moment. Maybe even allowing the words or the image or the whatever's related to that concept in your mind, allowing that to sit in your mind. And then moving your awareness down into your body, holding that same idea. Noticing what your body has to say about that phenomenon. Does your body have a different language to hold the phenomenon of, I own an iPhone, or I live in the United States, or the sun comes up and the sun goes down? Is your body holding that in a particular way? Maybe when you drop into your body, there's really nothing there. Maybe that's your experience around this particular phenomenon. Just bringing curiosity to that. Maybe there's no location in your body where you hold that phenomenon. Moving back up into the mind in your head again, and this time holding a concept that is not clear There are two sides to this concept. It might be something like the belief that there is global warming or that there is not global warming. It might be the belief that I'm overweight or the belief that I'm not overweight. It might be the idea that a new privacy law is a good idea or it's not a good idea. Is there something in your experience where it's not really clear? There are differences of opinions about this thing. Just holding that concept in your mind, something that isn't clear, where you don't know for sure. If you're feeling some body response as you're holding that concept, this might be telling you that there's some emotion around this concept. But just keeping your awareness in the mind, in your head, just for the moment. And then moving your awareness intentionally down into your body, holding that same phenomenon again in your body, allowing yourself to feel any sensations, emotions, anything that your body is experiencing around this same phenomenon. If you're feeling any difficult emotions as you allow your body to feel this, maybe putting your hand on your heart or some other place on your body, keeping your body company. And moving your awareness once again back up into concepts, into the mind in your head, into thought. And this time holding a dilemma that you have at the moment, a choice that you have and you don't know which way to go. A decision you want to make and it's not clear at the moment which decision you'll make. Might be a decision about career or vocation or how to spend your time. Might be a decision about a training course. Do I do this course or that course? Might be about a lifestyle choice. Do I start this kind of exercise or that kind of exercise? Should I eat these foods or those foods? Something where you really haven't landed on a decision yet. And holding that in the place of concepts, thoughts, in the mind, in your head for a moment. seeing if there's any imagery around that concept, that dilemma. Any words? And then once again, moving your awareness down into your body, into your soma, holding that same phenomenon, that dilemma. Where are you feeling that in your body? Holding the whole dilemma for yourself in this moment? It's not knowing. How does that feel in your body? You might even put your hand over the place in your body where you feel that whole dilemma. Maybe even rub that place on your body. Still holding that awareness in your body, bringing in your ability for concepts just for a short while, and take your mind to one of the choices that you're faced with. Bring that one to mind. See how one of those choices feels in your body. How does it feel to put yourself in the position of having chosen one of those choices? Noticing if sensation in your body moves when you land on one of those choices. What is your body telling you about that choice? Releasing the concept and the experiences of that choice, transitioning gradually over to the other choice, getting a sense of that concept, and tuning into your body around the other choice. How does it feel to entertain the idea of taking the second choice that you have? Does something change in your body? What are the sensations around that second choice? Is there imagery in your experience? Emotions? Is there any difficulty in accessing a sense of that second choice? Whatever your experience is, let's see if you can bring curiosity to that. Holding your experience, there's nothing right or wrong about your experience. And then moving your awareness one last time back up into the mind in your head, world of concepts again. And bringing to mind something in your life that you feel really good about, a memory of something that you did. And you have some really positive associations with that event. Allowing imagery, words to come into your mind. You might find you feel body sensations arising fairly naturally, fairly easily from that memory. Also being aware, what are the bodily sensations as you feel into that thing that you feel really good about? If you're having any trouble thinking about something you feel good about, it's okay. It's not a problem. Maybe you simply rest in the awareness of you being here in this little meditation circle and allowing yourself to feel some appreciation that you made the effort to be here. You cared enough for yourself that you brought yourself here. This is a good thing that you've done for yourself. Noticing any sensation in your body. What information is your body giving you around this phenomenon? Seeing if you can receive that on face value without trying to analyze it or judge it as right or wrong. Now, as we're starting to transition out of this practice, releasing any imagery that you have, bringing your awareness to your breathing for a couple of breaths, anchoring your awareness in the simplicity of breathing. And expanding your awareness out to your body as a whole, down to the lengths of your legs, the lengths of your arms, up to the top of your head, the front of your body, the back of your body. Maybe starting to move your limbs, having a little stretch. When you're ready, opening your eyes, maybe taking a look around the space that you're in to orient yourself, having a sip of your drink.